this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name's Geiger, and that is Christian.
May the luck of the Irish smile upon you and only blacken one of your eyes.
And we are your hosts with the Post. That's right. It's St. Patrick's Day week.
All week. That's right.
Now, what are you doing to celebrate St. Patrick's Day this year?
Boy, I'll tell you, I think I've celebrated a fair share of St. Patrick's Day my entire life up to this point. Mm-hmm. So I'm probably going to do a whole lot of nothing. Let's see.
Oh, yeah.
By the time this is out, I bet I'll probably be I'll probably have moved on to Better Call Saul. I'll probably be watching that by myself in my living room, having a good old time. That's what I'll be doing, watching that big-headed Irish goon, Bob Odenkirk. Is he mm-hmm. Irish? He looks like he could be.
Odenkirk? That sounds like some sort of German thing or something.
Let's see here.
Right? It's not Bob Odenkirk. Unless it was Odenkirk.
Odenkirk, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, the first thing is Bob
Odenkirk. Like Pat Kirkpatrick. I don't know. And then you get, Steve Odenkirk as well? A different guy?
Odenkirk? Yeah. Steve. Yeah, the Odenkirk, yeah. Boy, I haven't thought about that. Oh, that's the Thumb Wars guy, huh?
Yeah. It's just odd that you have two guys, Odenkirk and Odenkirk, who are kind of in this, at one point, they were in a similar realm of what they were doing professionally.
I would say so. Yeah, they're doing the Mr. Show and the Kung Pao. I could see a little bit of a crossover between that, yeah.
I just assume they're related, then you see the name, you're like, oh, I guess, wait, what?
Now that's odd. Steve Odenkirk guy has like the most struggling to hold on to his hairline thing I've ever seen of anybody.
He was an executive consultant on Ace Ventura: Pet Detective.
What does that mean? What could that possibly mean?
I couldn't even imagine what that means. He was the director and writer of Ace Ventura: When Nature Calls. So
this is one of those weird guys that has some sort of like, it's a this happened a lot in the 90s where somebody was just like a stand-up comedian who ended up knowing people and then somehow was just like, yeah, so like he somehow met somebody in the industry, and then the next thing you know, he's like, yeah, this guy's really funny, he can come do rewrites for us. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
Is he funny though? Who is he?
I remember I watched a lot of Kung Pao back in the day. That was a big hit amongst high schoolers and myself. I imagine if I tried to watch that now, I would try and kill myself. But
I don't think it's one of those things that stays with you. No, not good.
Anyway, Bob Odenkirk went from being a real goofy guy, somehow became a serious actor, despite when he was on Breaking Bad, he was just a cartoon character in the middle of the show for some reason. And then Gilligan, Vince Gilligan, he was like, I want to do an even seriouser show about this guy.
I want to take the goofiest guy on the show and make even a more dramatic. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
very odd. There's a, yeah, he seems to be having a resurgence as like a serious guy now. I don't know. Did you see that movie Nobody that he did?
I did. Yeah. That's sort of like John Wick style thing.
Yeah. But it's like with him in the role, it's just kind of like you're expecting me. And I guess that's the whole thing is you're expecting me to believe this guy was like a, you know, trained killer for the, you know, the government or whatever. But like, I guess that's the whole thing. Yeah. Weird stuff. And then he had a heart attack and everybody's like, oh no, we're going to lose him. It's tough.
Real tough. No, still around.
Thank
won't go away.
Just will not die. No, sir. Terrific. Well, that's been the Bob Odenkirk hour here at the top of the bonus episode for Report This Post. What do you say? We dive in to our normal scheduled programming and we'll read some posts for our dear listeners.
Okay. Sure. I thought you had something about goggles or something.
No, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I decided that was enough of an opening, I feel. We'll save it for some other time.
We'll save it for, I'm just going to go ahead and say, next week's episode as I cut and paste. We had nothing there, so that works out just fine. We'll talk about that next week, folks. Hey, in the meantime, I have an idea. Why don't we read some posts?
God, is there an echo in here? What the hell's going on? Yeah, hey, I found this over on the subreddit, r today I fucked up, which is always a good time. This one might ring true with you here, pal. So today I was taking a piss at my job, and I noticed this small yellow fragment at the top of my penis. I wondered where it came from. The only logical answer was inside of my dick. So I peeled my foreskin back a little further every pull, and when I got right to the edge of my glands, I found the place it originated from. My penis was covered with a yellow clay-like substance. At first, I thought it was normal, but then the smell hit me. I realized what had happened. When I was younger, my dad told me to wash my dick, that when I washed my dick, I should pull the foreskin back. And I did, or so I thought. I have always washed my dick by pulling back the foreskin just slightly until it uncovered just the tip of my glands. I thought this was just fine, and I never really thought anything of it. I've also been sexually active while this shit was probably in there, but never more than once with the same girl. Weird coincidence. Anyways, I'm realizing all this while still standing at the urinal at work. I tried to peel the loose pieces off, and they let go pretty easily. The biggest pieces are still stuck to my dick. I put my dick in the sink and turned the faucet on, hoping I could wash the big plaques off. I couldn't. My dick was sensitive as hell, and the pieces are stuck. I'm about to go in the shower and peel at it with Q-tips in my fingers until it's clean, and I plan on washing my dick better in the future. I hope what has accumulated right now doesn't lead to any serious issues. I'm a 19-year-old guy. I own a penis, and I never cleaned it properly in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say today wasn't the fuck up. It was all the days leading up. Today was actually the best day he's had as far as dealing with his dumb dick that he's somehow never thought to pull the skin back just a little bit more. Like, it's not like it. There's no extra steps required. You just pull it back, and then it just keeps going until it stops. This guy hasn't touched his dick enough, apparently.
I don't have that problem. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to think that the guy's just like, you know, there's a classic that the from under cheese, from under where would be from under the your foreskin for this guy.
Delicious.
Just getting his dick sucked, and it's just the head of his penis is noticeably wider than the rest of it because of this layer of crusty yellow dead skin cells. Ugh. What just a lucky girl with a mouthful of that, huh? Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Well, it adds some extra texture when he's having sex with a woman. It's like sharp.
Ribbed for her plates.
Parts of his dick. Yeah.
Did you come? What is this? Why is there like Play-Doh? You know when Play-Doh dries out, and it's like, that's exactly what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
His dick's just shaped like a mace. It's like a Bowser's back. And it's just the spike sticking out the top of his dick.
I've never in my life thought this was abnormal whatsoever.
Yeah. That's... Well, he's 19. He's still a kid. He'll figure it out.
Huh? Yeah, he's got some time, you know.
Again, I didn't even thought to wash my feet till like a year ago. So
that's a classic white person thing. Don't wash the legs. Don't wash the feet.
I've heard that, which is odd because I don't. Every time I've mentioned that I don't do that to a white person, they think I'm the most insane person they've ever met in their life. So I don't know who started that stereotype. Maybe it might just be because of me.
Maybe you're not talking to the right kind of white people. Maybe you need to talk to like Mediterranean white, putting white in air quotes there, Mediterranean white people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the white guys I talk to at the meetings are pretty white. I mean, it's kind of our thing. So the whole point of the meeting.
Just a bunch of guys. Just imagine. Just imagine a bunch of guys in white robes and then with the dirtiest feet and ankles. just look like you come straight out of the freaking coal mine. Just you roll your athletic socks down, pure white skin, just a straight line right where the sock stops.
And then just the whitest New Balances to cover them.
Is that what they wear under the robes? That's what's good.
It's a good look. Well, they're not wearing Jordans, I can tell you that much. Anyway. So user 125125 posted a thread titled, "How to Cast a Spell on a Guy Who Harassed Me" over on R Witches versus Patriarchy. A random guy sexually harassed me on the street next to a school, too, today, and I want to pay him back. He's probably hurting other women right now, too, and I really wish there was a way to stop him from doing so. I don't know anything about witchcraft, but I was saying if there's a way to pay him back, like manifesting karma to bite his ass, I assume this is the place where people would know more about this stuff. And here's a response. Find a signifier to represent this person, then trap them in a circle of salt or mirrors facing inwards, or place it in a small jar with some salt and nails. The idea is to keep their malicious actions contained or reflected back on themselves. Instant karma. Add pretty words to the effect of, "May your intentions be reflected back on you threefold." Lastly, talk to your neighbors and others in the community. Talk to the staff at the school. Let people know that this happened so they can protect themselves. Give out a description. You'll have a harder time harassing women on the street if women are aware and avoiding him. And, I think that's that last stuff that's actually going to work, not the circle of salt or mirrors. It's the telling people that there's a person harassing people.
Hey guys, watch out, there's a pervert. I've crafted a this trap of mirrors that we can place around. Yeah. So what are you supposed to do? Okay, so you know, I'm not hip on my witchcraft, so, but you're supposed to take something that represents the person and then put it either in a circle of salt or within mirrors or plate. Right. So this is like some mama voodoo juju stuff, right? Like this.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what the witches do over there. sure. Hey, I guess it couldn't hurt, but
you know what? I've never tried it, so you're right. I can't say one way or another. Really weird. The first thing you do when you're being sexually harassed is go on the internet and ask a bunch of witches.
Yeah.
But not the only post about that over there. Of that nature, I'm sure. Oh, brother.
Oh, no. Of course not. It's a lot of the same stuff, actually. No. Like, hey, I need to spell. My boss hinted that I should wear more makeup, so I want him to pay
dearly. I want him to pay with his life.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, "Oh, okay. Well, here's a here's
got a cauldron. Do. Now what?"
Okay, step one. Obviously, I went out and got the biggest cauldron I could find.
Mm-hmm. I was like, handy, but something else maybe.
No, you got to go and talk to the HR department. Yeah. No.
First step of the spell is report him to the HR department. But it has to be in a circle of mirrors.
Going into the hey, do you guys have a circle of mirrors in here? And you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Actually, you know what? You're fired. You're gonna be the fired person.
if only that's how it worked.
If only more women got fired.
Ugh, boy, that's oof. You ain't fucking joking.
That's the dream. Cool. So there's this new thing on Facebook where these meme accounts will post like a big like image macro thing and then get a lot of people to respond to it. And then eventually they'll start, like, somehow they get like ads pushed to them because they respond to these things, whatever. Internet's cool. Anyways, one of these meme accounts on Facebook posted a thing that said, the weirdest flex is professors who say that most students won't pass their class. Like, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Congrats, you suck at your job. And three question marks. So you can see kind of very, very
sure
millennial kind of humor, I guess, or Zoomer humor even.
Yeah.
So that got posted and a guy commented on it with this. We had a math teacher like that. He failed the entire class in the final, then killed himself the next day. We did not get a redo.
God damn. Well, I'd love to know the reasoning behind. Nah, no redo.
No. Well,
it says I can tell you failed. So.
And Mr. Johansson, he did kill himself and took the.
That's true.
The
you guys were that bad that he killed himself. So. If anything, you should fail again because this guy's 6 feet under.
You ever have any teachers that went completely bonkers in your school?
Well, there's the one I've talked about before.
Yeah, sure.
Bonkers. There was a couple little freakouts just like during a class, but I don't remember it being long term. Like we were just acting out, and the teacher just said, "Fuck it, I'm done," and just like stormed out of the classroom and didn't come back till the next day. But I was like, "All right, guess we're just in here for a little while by ourselves." Cool.
Absolutely nothing will change because of this. Yes, okay.
Got it. Another teacher died of cancer. Principal had a heart attack and died while out for the jog in the morning.
Oh, not at school though. Okay.
Like right before school. Like no
talk about
found out later in the day.
Look, bro, I mean, we all, none of us like to go to work, but come on, man.
Bitch. Yeah, he was one of those really healthy guys too, that like super in shape, like 52 mm-hmm. years old, always jogging, always going, and then just like super religious even. Mm-hmm. And just died like a motherfucker.
So you're saying his wife poisoned him then?
Certainly, we can all assume the wife was mostly at fault. Poisoned him with her thoughts, if nothing else.
Her buddy, demands. You don't have to tell me.
Whew.
You don't have to freaking tell me nothing about that.
Yeah.
No, that came.
Whew. Yeah. Brother.
Yeah, we had a teacher who actually was also one of my classmates' parents, which is always is fun, who for a good couple weeks would just kind of drift off in thought in the middle of class, and then got to the point where she just would stop teaching, turn the lights off, and then lay down on her desk facing away from everybody, like with her back towards the class for about 20 minutes every time. And I guess the school finally caught on. It was just like, hey, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And then she took a sabbatical and she got some rest, some much needed rest, some R&R. And I think she came back, and then I think she threw a handful of keys at a kid during an argument they were having. And then I believe she then retired. So,
okay. Yeah, I don't understand how, what kind of teachers, what their thing is, how they do it.
It
seems insane.
In a different life, could have been me if I would have gone through with my. Could you imagine me as a teacher? Boy, I'd be getting those kids would be reading me the right up one side and down the other, and I'd be smiling like the whitest man alive. Oh boy, I'd just be taking
you
it.
In some inner city. School.
Yeah, I'm doing the Michelle Pfeiffer thing.
Yeah, except you would just be in, like, cut to you pulling in the chair, putting around backwards, sitting down, and then like cut to you upside down in a trash can, just like
in the chair,
just dangling
still.
Out. Yeah,
the chair and all just upside down. Yep. Yeah. Oh, That wouldn't have had the testicular fortitude for it, so glad I passed up on that one.
Yeah. What you're doing now is much more rewarding, no doubt.
Yeah, sure. In certain ways, sure is, yeah.
So this is from the subreddit r conspiracy, posted just a couple weeks ago, actually. Sandy Hook didn't happen.
Okay.
I know some this is overkill, but for others, I need you to know that the shooting unequivocally didn't happen. If you can unravel that yarn, you can unravel everything. It's one of the easier false flags to pick apart. There are so many intelligence agents and actors involved in this event that the pure brevity of it is breathtaking. Watch some documentaries on BitChute, read some articles from all sides, and come up with your own opinion, but question all of the information. And user Snowlet Kitten responded, "So I saw this post getting criticism. I came here to say you're absolutely right. It's the fakest thing ever. I don't know why Alex Jones backed down on his claims. The Alex Jones lawsuit must have been planned before Sandy Hook allegedly happened. Most of the people involved have a demonstrable history as being actors, and some of them were even major donors to the Democrat Party and anti-gun activists. That's likely why the lawsuit and everything else went their way. It was all planned as a part of their gun grab. They thought of everything. It's very likely that they already had a plan to sue InfoWars or whoever else called them out." I looked up the OP, and he posts recently that he has been under the spell of a cult for 8 years now. So he's got several issues going on.
A couple things going on.
Got a full plate. I think him saying the pure brevity of it is breathtaking. He hasn't the slightest idea what brevity means. he saw the word somewhere and he's like, aha, gonna add that one to the old lexicon. Look it up.
Nah, not gonna figure out if what I'm saying
just is slide true. It in there. It sounds good. Oh. Maybe he meant bravery. I don't know.
I mean, I guess it would make sense if he was saying brevity because it was short. It was a short experience. But I still don't think that works. I still don't think that works.
I think that's very charitable interpretation of his absolutely stupid thing.
Well, you know, the guy's in a cult. We got to kind of give him a little.
Well, he's not even in a cult. He's just under the spell of the cult. The cult, like, got together and was like, we're going to put a spell on this random guy. A little gang stalkery.
It's like, yeah, it's like I have been chosen to be part of a cult or chosen. Boy, it must be nice. Whatever. Must be nice to be wanted.
Yeah. Hey, some people pay money for that, buddy. And you get to just be, they like you, I guess.
They like me. They really like me.
Guy getting like tortured in a cult and he's just smiling the whole time. It's like, you know what, guys? I needed this. I needed this. I need to hang out with some bros, you know?
Thanks for getting me out of the house. Doing water torture.
You think there were guys at Gitmo like that? Man, that's a nice break from what was going on.
I guess it depends on where they're coming from. I don't know. Now we should ask our wonderful governor. He was there. He was force feeding people in, sure.
Dr. DeSantis?
Yeah, Yeah, he was a torturer.
He was at Gitmo?
Uh-huh. Oh.
So he's saying he got job done, huh? Take note of it.
Another win for the Ron man. Yep.
You know, if you guys stood next to each other, same height, something to think about when you're at the ballot box.
Okay, thanks.
A guy just like you in so many ways.
Just, yeah, stout short man. Yep, I get it. Okay. Hey, speaking of guys just like me, I found this comment posted by Gapel7867 on a YouTube video. I normally don't comment on YouTube videos at all, but I had to make an exception for this song. I don't know when the day was, so I'll just say it was January 28th or something like that. Anyways, at my local grocery outlet, there is this girl who works there that caught my eye. Her name is Alexis. And one day, I was doing my usual routine, walking around the store, thinking about her, and then this song starts playing out of nowhere. And, or nowhere, I don't know, LOL. He had it, he spelled it nowhere complete, and then nowhere with a space in it, and then said he didn't know which was right. That's great. Dazed and confused, I go to her line and buy my groceries, and afterwards, I leave with her still in my mind to this day. I will never forget that day, just the date, LOL. My mom calls her my crush, but I think it's more than just a mere crush. Anyhow, this is getting to be too long, and it's my bedtime. To anyone reading this, take my advice. Don't wait to talk to the person you like. Just go for it. Life's meant for risks. Thank you for reading this. The video this was posted under was one of those lyric videos for the song Head Over Heels by Tears for Fears, which I think is somehow makes it even more grim. This guy's writing about going through the grocery line and talking to a girl and like, I'll never forget.
Yeah. That's brutal. Yeah, he might just be like 19 or something, because I remember having similar things around that age. But what's funny is that he's like, I'll never forget the date. But then early on, he was like, it was January 28th or something.
Or something.
So you don't even remember the date.
You know, the guy's not into technicalities, right?
Yeah. Nowhere. Very odd. Don't know.
Just thinking about going on and like the guy, he's replaying that song 7-8 times a day and just thinking about that girl.
Knows her name. Didn't seem to have any interaction with her besides the getting groceries.
Yeah, you know.
And he still thinks about her every day.
That is a very much a high school guy thing where it's like, wow, I have deep feelings for this person that I've never strung two sentences together while speaking to.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's classic, just crush. It's like,
yeah.
I mean, this is like everyone in high school has this sort of thing, or not everyone, but it's a very high school thing for sure. It's like, so hopefully this guy's not 36 or something.
It's my bed. It's 8 p.m. It's my bedtime. My mom's telling me to turn my lights on. She and I just finished watching Big Bang Theory on TBS. You got to clear the Dinty Moore TV tray or TV dinner trays off. Thanks, YouTube. Love you. See you tomorrow. That's something you don't see anymore, is people saying goodbye to the website. They're
signing off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you go back to the old Usenet posts that are still out there, it's everyone like they're back then, they thought they were like writing letters to people. So they would say like, dear forum, great to talk to everyone again. And then they would have this long signature and goodbye, a PS. They would have PS. Can you imagine a PS in a post now? Like someone on Twitter throwing a PS at the end of it.
Brother, I saw a tweet today. They'd have that new tweet long thing like built into Twitter now, where it's, you can have like an entire like blog post within a tweet. Let me try to find, I'll see if I can find it and put it in the chat here. It looks insane. And it's just like, it's going to completely ruin the website. Yeah, actually I just found it.
Well, the whole point of Twitter was that it wasn't that, right?
Correct.
Right. I remember when they doubled the length, that wasn't good. You can just do a blog post and a tweet.
I'll just go ahead and you'll
all right, take a I look see it at here. It. Oh my god!
I know. And then he has a thread going after it as well. It's just insane. No. It's too. I'm scrolling 8 times to get through this whole thing. That's not a tweet. That's the damn Declaration of Independence. We don't need that kind of stuff on our website.
And you can edit too?
Oh yeah.
God. Ugh, it's not Twitter anymore.
No, it's turning but into
people
something
are
else.
Paying for it now, so
which makes it better. Yep, that's right.
Maybe Elon was right.
Great.
It seems like Elon was right to make. He figured out a way to make money off the website. He did not figure out a way to make the site good, but I don't know.
I don't think that was as important. I don't think that was important to him. It was definitely making money. That was the important part. Hey, wait until we can get freaking embedded MIDI files that play on our profiles when people click
on
them.
If he does that, then I am joining immediately. Hopping right back in.
Getting the mouse cursor with the trailing effect on
it. Oh, my God.
It.
Custom cursors on a website. You fucking kids. You have no idea. You stupid kids. You don't remember anything. Ugh. We used to have a real internet.
We used to be a proper country.
Did you ever buy just download I remember in the late 90s getting you could get icons for your custom desktop icons.
Yeah.
I had South Park,
Star Wars. Icon,
oh yeah. My recycle bin was Kenny or something.
Kenny, and he was dead yet.
Well, if the recycle bin was full, his hoodie was closed. If it wasn't, it would be open, you know. Good stuff, man. People would just make all that stuff and then put it on their website, and you would download it, and there was never even a thought that money could be involved in any way.
No, not at all.
There was no way to even conceive of that. You're like, here, I recorded every episode from this season. It's on my website. You can just download it. Yeah, and fun. There'd be a banner ad that someone PayPal'd like $30 for, and that's the absolute most you would.
And it was on there for 8 years. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Cartman's hellhole.com. You go there, you get some great wave files, get all your custom 3D wallpapers.
Yes.
All so sorts of shit.
You could then set it when you turned on your Windows machine. It would say, oh my God, they killed Kenny, you bastards.
Yep. That was the startup sound. Every click was
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas. No, the cursor was Mr. Hanky, and it left little poop marks everywhere.
That's right. Yeah.
God, that sounds so good. Boy, you know, we talk about nostalgia a lot, but sitting in a dark room with a computer that's sending off 3,000 degrees of
heat. Double-click on that Quake 2 icon, and then you go play.
Oh, and you're downloading the South Park skins for Quake 2 as well.
Oh, my good Lord. Ah, the amount of people I would kill to get back to that. Good Lord.
Put me in a medically induced coma.
What's funny is that was probably objectively the worst time of my life, and yet I miss it so bad. Because I would get away from the bad stuff, and the getting away was so good.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, This is depressing. Why don't we read one more post for you folks? Guy shared a screenshot on Reddit of his wife's text that she sent him. And he added this. My wife caught me. What do I say? And here's what her text said. It makes me sick. I wash my face with that sink, you cunt. You need therapy. You need to go to therapy. Get therapy or I'm fucking done. And he responded to her with, it's not hurting anyone. And I should note, this is from the subreddit r sink pissers. Also, in the sidebar of the subreddit, the about section, here's a list of the many interesting facts about sink pissing that the I guess the mods over there posted. One, pee is near sterile. Two, sinks are unsterile. Three, people spit in their sink every day and occasionally vomit there. Four, I don't pee in my friend's sink without permission. Five, I don't pee in the kitchen sink. Six, I run the water while I pee. Seven, I never shit in the sink. Eight, I don't pee in the sink when there is a urinal nearby. Nine, I don't pee in the tub unless I'm showering in it. 10. If I notice that any pee has missed a drain, I wipe it down. 11. I keep the water running after I finish peeing while washing my hands. 12. Peeing in the sink, although more readily accomplished by males, is not in any way limited to the male sex. And 13. Peeing in the sink feels good. So, I don't know if that's like the Bill of Rights for sink pissing or what, but yeah, fun subreddit for guys who have a very specific interest.
Yeah, I would say I'm looking at this subreddit now. Seems to be a lot of guys getting caught pissing in the sink and then asking what they're supposed to do. I mean, that's like literally like six in a row. Like, just got caught pissing in the school sink. I'm embarrassed. The principal caught me pissing in the water fountain and is going to tell my parents. Two different guys. I pissed in my sink so much in one day I clogged it. Okay. Well, that shouldn't, I don't think that should happen.
Well, they might have those yellow
urethral
crystals that her first poster had.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you, the icon that's, you know, every subreddit has a little avatar. The avatar on this is incredible because it's the Reddit robot where the upper half of the face has been replaced with a sink full of urine. Which is just, it's very simplified drawing. I love the look at this. You know what? I'm going to go out and say, I don't see anything wrong with it. It's all pipes.
You know,
it all goes the same place.
It is all pipes. Yeah. You're not wrong.
I don't wash my face in the sink anyways.
I've never washed my face or my feet. I used to, I definitely used to pee in the sink somewhat regularly.
During drinking, I used to do it a lot when I was drinking and being at like a bar and just pissing in the sink.
I don't remember specifically, but certainly I would guess drinking was probably involved. Yeah. There's a bar here that's in our locale that very old school, has one of those old troughs full of ice and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not a whole lot different. I don't know. The white women will never get it.
No, because they're just jealous. That's the whole thing. If they could arc it up in there, that's exactly what it is.
Great. Well, that was a fun episode, huh, folks?